Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm a supervisor in our fraud department. Do you have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Darlene Pierce?
Hello, Ms. Pierce. Currently working to pull up the information that was transferred over to me. While I'm doing so, can I ask for that address you had stated earlier?
2235 Canal Drive, Bradenton, Florida, 34207.
Do you have any address listed on 60th Ave West?
No. It was a total of $64.99, and it's been taken out of my account twice now.
Okay, this may be it. What I'm looking at, I just want to confirm. I see a Visa on file. Can you confirm the last four numbers of the card we charged you on?
Oh, shoot. 6410, I think. Does that sound right?
Kind of close.
I don't have my card on me right now.
Let's try this. How about your phone number real quick?
941-730-3077.
That's on file. Appreciate that. And yeah, we have a Visa ending in 4610. I show the billing amounts you're explaining. Let me go back a page. So there's two billed amounts towards your account, ma'am. This is went back to an order placed on May 4th. I show an amount paid of $695. Which was for one of our black fitness trackers. It's like a wristwatch type item that keeps track of all your fitness goals. And that was basically a free welcoming gift to join the online direct savings club. And there's a membership fee built of
$64.99. Huh. Okay.
Do you recall that $6.95 for the fitness tracker?
No.
Okay. Well, wait, because you said, I was about to ask if you had received the item. I'm guessing not, with this not being your address. Do you know who would stay at 2511 60th Avenue West in Bradenton, Florida, 34207?
No, I do not.
Because that was the shipping address that was used for the order.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
That's definitely odd.
Yeah, my bank has already turned my card off, so.
Okay, understandable. Is there any current dispute with your card company?
No, that's the only thing that came through. And they got a hold of me once and asked me if I wanted to approve the purchase, and I said no.
Right.
And so they denied it, and then it came through again, and they allowed it, I think, is what it looks like. So
yeah, that seems to be right, because I do see a declined attempt on the 9th, and then it did reattempt and go through on the 10th. So we are more than happy to assist with a full claim of fraud. Let me just ask this one last thing, because there was also an email entered of Pierce. 9986@hotmail.com. Is that yours?
That's mine, yeah.
No problem. To explain a little bit about our procedure, Ms. Pierce, what we'll do, we'll complete a full investigation for you. Basically, we share the IP address that's linked to the electronic device that submitted the order with your local authorities. They'll trace the device used, and the owner of that device would receive notification from our company we've started fraud proceedings. That would take about 24 hours only. The credits would be pending upon that investigation. Would you want me to have this filed for you?
Yeah. And like I said, the bank's already shut my card down, so.
Right. Let me ask you this, with the card being canceled, I know there's no current investigation, and we are not going to need anything updated. You're going to be getting a new card linked to that same bank account, just a different number, correct?
Right.
Okay, good deal. Let me have everything situated for you. I'll have the account notated as to the reason of your call as well, and I'll provide a confirmation number once I'm done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It'll be just a couple seconds for you.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Pierce, I appreciate your patience. So here's where I am at the moment. I've submitted the claim. It does cover both amounts billed. Again, it'll take about 24 hours to be investigated. Anything to settle back into your bank account should take about 3 to 5 business days at the most. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I'll get one in just a second.
All right.
Oh, I've had in the past, this is like the third time my card's been.
Oh, you don't say. That's a hassle.
Yeah. Okay, I have it.
Okay. The confirmation number on everything filed today will be 7225.
Okay.
262879.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything else while I have you?
No, that's it. That's all I needed. Thank you. I appreciate your help on your side, too.
Of course. Thanks for calling customer support. Hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye.